La chevelure. O fleece that foams down unto the shoulders bare, O curls, O scents, which lovely languidness exhale, delight to fill this alcove's somber atmosphere with memories sleeping deep within this tress of hair. I'll wave it in the evening breezes like a veil. The shores of Africa and Asia's burning skies, a world forgotten, distant, nearly dead and spent, within thy depths, O aromatic forest, lies. And, like to spirits floating unto melodies, mine own, beloved, glides within thy sacred scent. There I will hasten, where the trees and humankind with languor lull beside the hot and silent sea. Strong tresses, bear me, be to me the waves and wind. Within thy fragrance lies a dazzling dream confined of sails and masts and flames, O lake of ebony. A loudly echoing harbor where my soul may hold to quaff the silver cup of colors, scents, and sounds, wherein the vessels glide upon a sea of gold and stretch their mighty arms, the glory to unfold of virgin skies where never-ending heat abounds. I'll plunge my brow, enamored with voluptuousness within this darkling ocean of infinitude, until my subtle spirit, which thy waves caress, shall find you once again, O fertile weariness, unending lullaby of perfumed lassitude. Ye tresses blue, recess of strange and somber shades, ye make the azure of the starry realm immense. Upon the downy beaches, by your curls cascades, among your mingling fragrances, my spirit wades to cull the musk and coconut nut and lotus scents. Long, for I, my hand within thy heavy mane, shall scatter rubies, pearls, sapphires eternally, and thus my soul's desire for thee shall never wane. For art not thou the oasis where I dream and drain with draughts profound the golden wine of memory? End of poem.